What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so we really want to get the public input on this new zone for DR2. We've got three locations in Orchard Park. The zoning is, it's a big change for us. And it's something new that we don't even have. So it's very targeted and very specific. So we wanted to get public input so we can hear, you know, what they have to say about these new zones, because it's affecting them. And we really care about our residents here in Orchard Park. We're not just going to, you know, go do this blindly. We want to get public input. The thing that we've created in the beginning, it's not, you know, perfect. So that's why we have these sessions. Yeah.
Sort of define DR2.
DR2? I would say it's like an entertainment district, okay? So it's something that's going to attract, I would say, local restaurants, pubs, cafes, markets, a hotel, multi-use. So first floor is, you know, commercial, upstairs is residential, and then, you know, we've got bowling alleys, and all sorts of entertainment for families. So they can come down and have fun.
In the DR2, you can go up to 5 stories?
Well, that's what's on the table right now. It may, you know, we're still looking at that. I've heard a lot of public input. You know, why do we need a 5-story hotel in Orchard Park? You know, so maybe we'll limit it to, you know, 4 or 3. So that's still on the table as well. Yeah, everything's on the table. Nothing's, I mean, we have pen to paper, but nothing's formalized. Yeah.
A lot of people are concerned about maybe their taxes going up or changing.
Sure. Yeah. So, if you're a resident and you're in this DR2 zone, we're grandfathering you into this zone. Your taxes are not changing. Nothing's going up. Everything is going to stay the same. You're not even going to notice a difference in your tax bill. Yeah.
Why is it important to create this outside the stadium and have a DR2 zone opposed to Wayne? Why is it important to have it?
So today it's zoned residential. So if I wanted to come in and put a restaurant up or an entertainment establishment around either a hotel or around the stadium, it's not zoned properly. So I know developers are out there, they're gonna look at Orchard Park with this brand new stadium, $1.7 billion giant that's coming here. So we just have to get ready for it. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get ahead of it. We're trying to be proactive instead of reactive. So I don't want Orchard Park to be this one big parking lot. We'd like to have it more like an entertainment district, like I said. Yeah.
Between last night and tonight, finding that residents are most concerned about or bringing up the most?
I think it's the fear of the unknown. I think residents are fearing that all of a sudden it's going to be a slew of businesses coming to Orchard Park, and you know, overnight. That's not what's going to happen. It's a long process to get stuff, you know, built. You got to get the infrastructure going. You've got to get developers interested. So it's not going to happen overnight. But it will. It's going, you know, it's coming. Yeah.
What is the timeline of approving this proposal?
There's a vote October 2nd, yes. Wednesday, October 2nd at the Orchard Park Town Hall.
And that's the town board voting?
Yes, town board. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else you want to add about this? Anything you feel like?
I'm just really excited about this project. And I'm really happy that we're doing these public forums to get their input. Because like I said, we're not perfect. I think the more input that you get, the more people that are touching this project, I call it fingerprints all over it. I think it makes it a better project down the road in the long run.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.